From the Mythical Archives, Episode 1, The Drawer of Stolen Fire, Cold Open, Raven Courier. A letter arrived at the archive door this evening. No return address, just wax, a feather, and one line. Ask her about the fire. Host, Archivist Mara. Then we had better begin there. I am Mara, keeper of this room. Below the reading room, there is a corridor of drawers, and each drawer holds one thing. Tonight, drawer 14. Inside, a charcoal sketch, very old, unsigned, a giant figure chained to a mountainside, and in the margin, faint, a small tongue of flame. Before we open the story, the honest label the archive fixes to everything. What follows is a retelling of a Greek myth, drawn from Hesiod's poems and the tragedy called Prometheus Bound. Where the sources disagree, I will say so. Myth is told here as myth, never as history wearing a costume. The artifact, why keep a sketch of a punishment? Because the crime was a gift. The figure is Prometheus. The name means forethought, a titan who sided with Zeus in the war between generations of gods, then spent the peace committing one quiet act of treason after another, every one of them on humanity's behalf. The tale Hesiod tells it in two movements. The first is almost a joke. At a place called Mekone, gods and mortals met to settle a question of etiquette. When an ox is sacrificed, which portion belongs to heaven? Prometheus did the butchering. In one pile, he laid the good meat, hidden inside the ugly stomach. In the other, bare white bones, dressed beautifully in glistening fat. And he invited Zeus to choose. Zeus chose the shining pile, bones, and Hesiod himself seems unsure whether the king of gods was fooled or chose to be fooled, angling for a grievance. Either way, from that day the gods received the smoke and the bones, and mortals kept the meat. Remember that when you read of Greek sacrifice, the arrangement was won by a trick. Zeus's answer was to withhold fire, no flame for the creatures of a day, no cooked food, no forge, no lamp against the dark. And here is the second movement, the one the drawer remembers. Prometheus climbed to heaven or to the sun's own wheel in some tellings and stole fire back, carrying it down hidden in the hollow stalk of a fennel plant, a dry pith that smolders slowly and shows nothing. Shepherds in Greece carried embers exactly that way for centuries. The myth knew its craft. For the theft, Hesiod says, Prometheus was bound with unbreakable chains to a pillar, and an eagle came each day for his liver, which grew back each night because titans do not die. The playwright of Prometheus Bound gives the chained titan a voice, and what a voice, unrepentant, cataloging his gifts, fire, yes, but also number, writing, medicine, the yoking of oxen, the reading of stars. All arts among mortals, he says, come from Prometheus. And the sources agree on the ending at a distance, release. Heracles, generations later, shoots the eagle and breaks the chain. With Zeus's consent, for even that grim king, the poets say, wished greater glory for his son, and perhaps had grown tired of the arithmetic of livers. Closing the drawer. So the sketch stays in drawer 14, a reminder that in this tradition, civilization begins with contraband. Every lamp in this archive is, in the myth's accounting, stolen property, and the thief considered it worth the mountain. The drawer is closed. The lamp, you notice, stays lit. Next time, a ship that talked back. Until then, the archive keeps well.